Lunchtime Live on News Talk.
Brought to you by Avant Money. Think you're getting the best value from your bank? Think again.
This story in Tralee in Kerry, people socialising their students, they've been warned to be vigilant, and it's after an incident in which the drinks of at least about six students were spiked with drugs last week. Chris Clifford is the student union president at the Munster Technological University in Kerry. He's with us here on Lunchtime Live. Chris, what happened, will you tell us, in Tralee?
Hi, thanks. I'm very glad to be speaking here today. So basically, MTU Kerry Students Union were made aware of this unfortunate event that occurred during our Freshers Week in which six students were spiked. So in light of this, we just decided to run a campaign to spread awareness about how easy it is to have your drink spiked by placing lollipop drinks in drinks that were left unattended, mainly because we were just conscious that many of our students have not stepped foot in the nightclub environment due to the restrictions over the past 19 months, you know. Basically, just that any student that ends up in a situation like this should never be afraid to contact us, and that there's plenty of support available for these students, you know. Mm. And overall, as well, within the campaign, we just want to mention that the victim is never to blame here. The only individual that should be held responsible for being spiked is the person doing it.
The students came to the students' union, to yourselves, Chris, to talk about it or to report it. Did they all know each other, or were they socialising together? Or
they were kind of all different people really socialising at a bar that actually wasn't affiliated with the students' union at all. Yeah, in Tralee.
And has it been reported to the Gardaí?
We've notified them and all that. Yeah, we have kind of mentioned this, and just that was kind of the reason that the campaign as well was to kind of spread that awareness.
Yeah.
That look, these things can occur, and it was just, and once again, you know, the victim is never to blame. Mm. We don't expect people to be watching their drinks all night, but it's just to show how easy it can happen, you know.
Yeah. The campaign you mentioned, this a lollipop campaign, so that's just to go around and basically put a lollipop into a drink that's unattended, just to kind of, I suppose, flag it to customers.
Exactly, yeah. And we kind of decided to use lollipops because it was kind of, let's say if someone didn't actually see the campaign that we were running online, and maybe one of their friends did, if the person had a lollipop in their mouth, they could be like, oh, do you realise what that's for, you know? So it kind of generated discussion amongst peers. Like.
Mm. And were the students okay, Chris? Like, can you tell us, I mean, Thankfully,
yeah, all of them were okay and everything like that. There was no harm done, as in physically or anything like that. But you know, emotionally and mentally,
yeah.
I'm sure you know they will. It'll be a night for them to remember, and not for a good reason, you know.
I suppose for a lot of people, when you kind of think about this, and maybe it's just through a lack of awareness, but are people maybe sometimes afraid to come forward and report if they think something like this, maybe, Chris, has happened, and they shouldn't be, but does that happen?
Absolutely, yeah. And I think they definitely shouldn't be. You know, our door in Tralee here is always open for these students if anything like that ever occurs, you know.
Stay with us, Chris. It's 1890 453 106 if you want to get in touch with us here. Look, about this issue on Lunchtime Live, Nessa is on the line. Nessa, something like this, it's happened to you before, is that right?
Yeah, so whenever I was in my first year at NUI Galway, it was the Sunday night of Rag Week, and I was in the club probably about 5 to 10 minutes. I'd just gotten my drink from the bar, and we went out to the smoking area when I was approached by a group of boys who asked to use a lighter. So I put my drink down behind me, like, you know, silly enough, I was only 19, so I didn't really have a cap on. I put my drink down behind me, and whatever transpired in that amount of time that I was giving them the lighter and waiting for it, my drink was spiked anyway, and I took, I don't know, two or three sips from it before I realised that I was about to be sick. And like, this was the very start of the night.
Mm.
I hadn't really drank anything beforehand, so I'm very aware of, oh my god, I'm about to be sick. So I started to, you know, just head for the bathroom, and then I ended up stumbling to the bathroom. I was like leaning against the wall, not really able to hold myself up. I got into a cubicle and managed to lock the door, but after that I couldn't really stand or anything. At that point I started to get sick into the bathroom, like into the toilet. Eventually I couldn't lift my legs, my arms or my head. I ended up just resting my head on the toilet rim as I was getting sick into the toilet. Aware that all this was happening to me, but like just fully not being able to do anything about it because I was just unable to move. And next thing I know was I was awoken about 2.5 hours later by bouncers who managed to get the door open and carried me to a medical room. But at that stage then, you know, it was towards the end of the night. I'd missed the entire night. I was out cold in the bathroom the entire time, and the bouncers, they wouldn't help. I was saying, you know, mumbling, I've been spiked, you know, help. They were like, no, you're just drunk. You're just drunk. Where's your friends? Get your friends. So they managed to unlock my phone and message a friend who came and got me then and brought me home. But they wouldn't help. Like, I asked for medical. Like, I asked for them to get an ambulance or get me a doctor. And at the time, they were saying, no, you're just drunk. And yeah, during that whole ordeal, not one friend actually looked for me to see where I was. Nobody had messaged me, which is really upsetting. And that's something that's also stayed with me, the fact that had I not gotten to that cubicle, God knows where I would have been. But yeah, so that happened, I'd say, 3 or 4 years ago now, almost, because I'm in my final year.
Did you know, just Nessa, just to go back there to the point when you said, you know, when you took the drink and there was no, I suppose, that's, I'm just trying to, for people listening today, how would you know if your drink was spiked? Like, it didn't taste any different, or you said you nearly felt nauseous kind of immediately afterwards.
Yeah, so I didn't really notice because obviously I had put it on the table behind me and I was facing away. I just only took literally, I'd say, about 2 or 3 sips. I wouldn't really know at the time what to look out for. Like, I wouldn't have noticed, I'd say. But I just knew immediately, like, you know, the nauseousness of I'm about to be sick. I had to run, basically.
It sounds really frightening, Nessa, listening to you just, you know, recall that whole experience.
It was frightening at the time because I was like, you know, this is happening to me, but I was aware of it happening.
And that must have been even scary in itself, like, that, as you say, you can nearly see, you know, what's happening to you, but you actually couldn't control anything or, you know, or do anything about it.
Yeah, I recall just, you know, the my body just not moving and my head just resting on the toilet bowl as I was, like, uncontrollably getting sick, like, you know, just me physically not able to do anything about it, but just it happening. So yeah, that was really terrifying. But afterwards, you know, it was just kind of one of those things, just like, oh yeah, she got spiked, you know, and, you know, people kind of laughed it off and just said, oh, you poor thing, but there was nothing big made out of it. And I didn't know, should I make a deal out of it? You know, I was just like, oh, this happened. Yeah. Kind of thing.
Did you report it, Nessa? Tan? Did you go, like, to the students' union there? We were just speaking to Chris because there's been a similar incident that's happened, and, you know, a number of students contacting him at the Munster Technological University. But I suppose who do you go to? Like, did you?
Well, I personally didn't. Like, I didn't know that I was supposed to for a start. I didn't know that, you know, the student union would have helped at the time. As I say, again, I was only in first year, so
I didn't
have enough cop on about or awareness about anything to do with spiking, to be quite honest. I told my parents after months. I think there's, like, a shame attached to it that, like, that happened to me almost. And so, yeah, I've never actually told my dad, but I told my mom after months, and she recalls it now, you know, and with all this stuff happening, she was speaking to me about it, you know. But I know I never sought any medical help or anything, and in all fairness, I was really ill for about 4 or 5 days after that. I couldn't put any, like, hard sort of liquids or, like, strong foods in my stomach without getting sick or without feeling incredibly acidic. So I don't know what it was, but I probably should have sought help, but at the time I didn't think to.
Chris, you're still with us as well, Chris Clifford from the Students' Union there in Kerry. Like, I'm just thinking, we'll say, if Nessa and I were one of the other students you talked about comes through the door, you know, and explains what happened to Nessa or a similar situation, what kind of supports are there? Like, what can be done?
Well, I suppose, look, like, you know, we'd always encourage it to be reported to the Gardaí, just to make them aware that the incidents like this are occurring. We also have our welfare officer, Patrick McElligott. He's very well trained to deal with all that kind of stuff and kind of talk to them and advise them. And we also have, like, our counsellor in here is great as well. So, you know, if you're affected by it, it's definitely great to see, or very important to seek help with the counsellor, definitely, and just kind of have a chat about it and not to be ashamed of it anyway. It's definitely nothing to be ashamed about, like.
I have a couple of texts in here actually already about this, and I can even sense from them there's probably a lot of parents listening to this today concerned about it, and, you know, really concerned about it if they've students or children off at, at college in first or second year, or look, whatever, any year. Like, for instance, this listener Sandra says, I was spiked last year, the most horrific thing that's ever happened to me. I felt so violated. Anna's got in touch as well, wondering, like, who actually does this? Why would somebody drop drugs into somebody else's drink? An interesting text as well here from a listener. This happened before when I worked in a nightclub. A young man told me that he'd been spiked and I kicked him out because I thought he was drunk. It's one of the biggest regrets I've ever had. He ended up in hospital, but he made a full recovery. And that comes in from an anonymous listener. 53106, if you want to get us here on the News Talk text line. Rebecca Connolly is the Gender, Sexuality and Relationships Editor with spunout.ie. Rebecca, I'd say a lot of people are very anxious after hearing about this story that's happened down in Kerry. Is it common?
I don't think it is common, and obviously now that we are going back to clubs opening and bars opening, we would hope that this sort of behaviour doesn't happen. But it is something that people need to be aware of if they're socialising, and, you know, as in Nessa's experience, that you don't leave your drink somewhere that you can't see or with someone that you don't know or don't trust.
So what is your advice to people, I suppose, just practically? Like, you know, sure, you know yourself from kind of being in, whether it's bars or parties or nightclubs, like, what are the practical things you can do?
Practically, we would always advise that you don't leave your drink unattended. So if you're going to dance, you know, that you would take it with you. Often places don't let you bring your drink onto the dance floor. And if that's the case, that you leave it with someone you trust. And that also can be a risky situation because you don't know in a circumstance, you know, who might spike you. And as you say, you think who is doing this? And the answer is that we really don't know. So keeping your drink with you or keeping it in sight as much as possible. And then, you know, if someone offers to buy you a drink and you want to accept that, it would always be best that you go to the bar with them and that you see them purchase the drink for you and you see the drink at all times.
Like, some of the other messages, Rebecca, coming into us here as well on the text line, just people talking about similar incidents to Nessa that have happened to them, but they just say that they didn't report it because they didn't think that they'd be believed. And that was a point that Chris wanted to mention too, you know, just talking about victim blaming, that people shouldn't be afraid to come forward if they think something like this has happened to them. So what do you say to people about that?
I think, and it's very important for, you know, people who run bars, who run clubs, to keep this in mind as they open back up, that we all have a responsibility to keep one another safe. And in a situation, you know, that Nessa says that the bouncer didn't believe her, that's often the case. Or, you know, the bouncer feels like they're there to protect the bar more so than to protect the people that are in it. If you work in a bar, you know, you have a duty of care to look out for the people that are there. You know, if someone tells you they're spiked, it's not something that people make up, you know, and believe them, get them the help if they need it and stay with them. The thing is, if someone has been spiked, you don't know who did it. So if you know, say they might have a friend with them and you say, oh, let the friend take care of them, you don't know if that was the person who spiked them in the first place. So it's really important to keep, you know, someone around them, someone outside of the situation, and make sure that they get the help they need.
What are the things, Rebecca, that people should look out for? Like, just when you listen to Nessa describe the incident and the symptoms and how it impacted her physically, like, what are the kind of key things that people should be keeping an eye out for?
The difficulty with being spiked is often that, you know, whatever someone will put in your drink won't have a smell, won't have a taste. If you are spiked, some of the symptoms you might experience are feeling dizzy or faint, feeling sick or feeling very tired all of a sudden, or, you know, feeling confused, as Nessa said, knowing that what's going on but not being able to control your body or control what's happening. It's a really terrifying experience, and, you know, it's very difficult to give someone advice what to do when they are spiked, because at that stage you might not have the capacity to be able to do anything.
Nessa, just in a kind of in the aftermath of all of this, like, what impact did it have on you when you were going out, you know, in the last couple of years after that incident?
I think I have a bit more awareness about myself, my drinks, and especially, you know, not taking drinks from just anybody or leaving my drink lying around. It is quite scary that it's something that can just happen to you, and it's something always in the back of your mind that, like, you know, why do I have to, like, carry my drink a certain way with my hand over the top of it and stuff? But yeah, it's like I've still gone out, I've still enjoyed myself, but I've always been aware of, like, you know, of my surroundings and who could be around me, or, you know, where my drink may be, just because that time that I actually was, like, you know, it's never left me, and it's something that's always kind of, you know, an anxiety in the back of my mind about when I do go out to enjoy myself.
Jer has got in touch as well. He says, regarding the nightclubs, and incidents like this happening in any premise is so dangerous. Imagine if a person was on medication and they lifted a drink and were spiked. It could have serious implications. Stephen in Dublin, spiking a drink is both poison and an assault. It's a serious crime. Hopefully, talking about it today might discourage people. Another listener says, can something be added to drinks which would react if a particular drug was added? Maybe changing the colour or the foam. I have another text in here, Chris, as well, from a listener who just makes the point, fair play to the Students' Union for running a campaign about it. I wonder, is there something that could be put over glasses, like the coffee cup lids? I don't know, is that anything, Chris? Maybe it's like you'd have wonder, is it? It shouldn't have to be done.
It's something, we can look into, and definitely, like another thing we kind of have encouraged is maybe even placing a beer mat over the top, you know, just something like that. Just anything to kind of protect the drink. Sometimes when I see it myself on nights out, when kind of people leave, maybe to go to the bathroom or something, especially with the table service, they just put a beer mat over their glass, and, you know, if it's moved or something like that, maybe then you can kind of be a bit more aware that their drink has been touched, you know.
Mary in Wexford has got in contact with us here as well. She says, on Channel 4 News last night, two young female students have been injected with something, one into her hand. I think both ended up in hospital. Something else just to flag for people to be aware. Jim says, my wife and sister were spiked 2 years ago at a bar on their way to a concert. She was arrested. Her sister ended up in hospital. Neither had any recollection of what happened. Another texter again, what are nightclub owners doing about this? I have a niece at a university in Edinburgh. The girls are taking matters into their own hands there. They're actually boycotting some clubs, as this seems to be happening so much over there at the moment. Look, keep them coming into us. 53106, Nessa, Rebecca Connolly from spunout.ie, and Chris Clifford from the Students' Union at the Munster the Technological University in Kerry. Thanks to you all for joining us here on the programme today.
Lunchtime Live on News Talk.
Brought to you by Avant Money. Think you're getting the best value from your bank? Think again.
We were talking to a couple of different people in parts of the country, particularly though in Tralee in Kerry, in the first part of the show today, after a number of students there had their drinks spiked during the Freshers' Week. And we heard from the Students' Union just to calling on students to be extra vigilant. We spoke to Nessa as well, who previously had her drink spiked during an incident. And since that, a number of people have got in touch with us here actually on the News Talk text line, just flagging the fact that it's happened to them too. Like this texter says, my 30-year-old daughter was in a busy pub in our local village. She was with her partner, ordered a second drink. She had a cocktail. She'd only had a few sips out of it when she said she felt terrible, wanted to go home. Thank God she was with him and got home safe and sound. I've never seen anything like it. She was rolling on the floor. It took two of us to try and hold her down. We got an ambulance for her. She was taken to hospital. They found drugs in her blood. She went on to have seizures that night. It was the worst night of her life. It broke my heart to see her in that condition. I really just wanted to flag this situation and to highlight it to people. Look, we're going to talk about this again in a couple of moments, because, as I said, quite a few of you have got in touch with us sharing similar stories, like that particular texter there too. 1890 though, 453106, if you'd like to get in touch with us about that.
Lunchtime Live on News Talk,
brought to you by Avant Money. Think you're getting the best value from your bank? Think again.
Now, a little bit earlier on the programme here in Lunchtime Live, we were discussing drinks being spiked in Kerry. We spoke to the Students' Union president there, Chris Clifford, about an incident recently, and the warning that's been put out as well by authorities in the locality. I'm joined by Alison Gilliland, who's the Lord Mayor of Dublin and a Labour councillor as well. Alison, thanks for joining us on the programme today. You've had an experience of this too.
Yeah, no, it was quite a while ago. I would have been in my sort of early 30s, Andrea, and myself and a friend were out on a Friday night. We'd gone for pizza and I shared a bottle of wine and went into a city centre bar just for a drink to end the night. Two of us, I suppose, nattering away at the bar, and yeah. We decided to go for a little dance, left our drinks on the bar with a bar mat on top, as many people do, and something I've never done since. Came back, finished our drink, and the two of us said goodbye. We live in different areas of the city and got a taxi each home. And just in the taxi, I remember becoming really sort of queasy. I felt myself becoming quite inarticulate. And luckily, I'm only a 10-minute taxi ride from the city centre, so I managed to get home, pay the taxi, and I just felt I collapsed when I got home. Woke up the next morning and just felt as if a train had run over me. When I opened my eyes, it was like, I don't know if you remember, lava lamp, but all the colours.
Yeah.
Closed my eyes, I didn't feel any better, and I literally couldn't get off the sofa for the day. And I really believe my friend had the exact same experience. Normally we'd text each other that we were home, you know, just from a safety perspective. And, you know, I text her later on that afternoon, I'm feeling terrible, the exact same. And when a couple of days later we had the chat about it, and we both believed that our drinks were spiked that night. And I think knowing what happens sometimes when people's drinks get spiked, I think we were both very lucky that we got home okay.
It's an awful experience, Alison. And, you know, earlier in the show here today, I spoke to Nessa, who got in touch with us, and she shared her experience, an incident that had happened to her about 3 or 4 years ago. And like one of the points that a lot of the texters are making that are getting in touch with us is that they were nearly afraid to tell people that this happened to them because they sort of feared that they wouldn't be believed, that people would say, oh, you had too many drinks, or, you know, that didn't happen, or doubt them. And like,
absolutely.
How do we change that?
Yeah, and I was out with a friend and we'd similar amounts of drink together that we could share that experience of checking out with each other. And you do question yourself, you know, was it the drink, or maybe it was, you know, the way wine can be corked or something like that. But people really need to, I think women know their bodies in particular, and men as well, you know, to check in with friends if you've been out, did that happen to you? And I suppose the scariest thing for me, Andrea, is the intent behind spiking someone's drink and the intent to leave somebody incapacitated or somewhat unconscious where they can't defend themselves. They're not even aware of what the other person that has spiked the drink is doing to them. Like, that is just despicable that somebody would do that to another person with that intent.
It must, I mean, I'm not a solicitor, but it must fall fairly close to attempted assault.
It would have to. Because you don't spike somebody's drink just for a laugh. Well, if you do, you know, you really need to think about what you're doing.
We did an interesting chat as well with the Students Union President, Chris Clifford, on the show too in Tralee in Kerry a little bit earlier, Alison. And, you know, they're doing a good effort there. They're running a campaign just to make students, I suppose, just to highlight it that this had happened and just to make people aware or, you know, be vigilant. Are there more efforts, do you think, could be made? Or, like, what do you think could be done?
Well, I really commend the Students' Union for doing what they're doing and highlighting it, particularly where you have a lot of students coming to a new city or a new university town that mightn't be familiar with the bars and even meeting new friends and making new friendships. Like, from a safety perspective, I never now leave a drink on the bar or unattended. And I'm actually very cautious about new people that I might meet buying me a drink, you know, without me actually being there and being present. And it does leave a bad taste in your mouth and, I suppose, a wariness there. You mentioned talking about it. I think raising the issue and talking about it and also having, I won't say coping mechanisms, but checking in with your friends that you're out with And that safety in numbers of people, you know, and checking that they got home okay. And I know it may seem a little prudish or mammyish, but I think when we look after each other, we can prevent it from going too far, let's say.
Okay. Listen, Alison Gilliland, the Lord Mayor of Dublin, and as I said, Labour Councillor too. Alison, thank you for joining us here. And just look, flagging and sharing and highlighting your own experience, because certainly, you know, our text line today just highlights the fact that this seems to have happened to quite a lot of people right across the length and breadth of the country. It's 1890 453 106 if you'd like to get in touch with us on Lunchtime Live.
Lunchtime Live on News Talk.
Brought to you by Avant Money. Think you're getting the best value from your bank? Think again.